Teide Yeadon. Teide Yeadon from America. Shkoyach. Teide Yeadon. You came to help protect Klal Yisrael. You came to help protect Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Mir HaKodesh. Teide Yeadon from America. There was a great Jew named Rav Chatzkel Sarna, Rav Shiva of Chevron. There's a bocher in one of the earlier wars, and he came to, he was a bocher in yeshiva, and he said he feels he wants to be doing more. So he asked Rav Chatzkel Sarna, in those days there were two factions of the, even more maybe, of the IDF. There was the Etzel, and there was the Haganah. And he decided, he's in yeshiva, he's not doing enough to protect Klal Yisrael. So he said, he came to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chatzkel Sarna, and he said to him, what should he do? Should he join the Etzel or the Haganah? But he's leaving yeshiva. So Rav Chatzkel Sarna, the great Rosh Yeshiva, he said, if you want my opinion, you should do both. You should join both of them. Don't know, Rebbe. It's like, you know, it's like saying, you know, I want to become a Hasidish and a Sephardi. Like, it's not two things that go together. Today you could have that, but it doesn't go like that. He said, no, the Haganah, the Etzel, they fought each other like Fregnish. There was not... He thought, you're asking me what to do. Ich zugeich. You should join both. You should join both. That's what I say. You want to go and put yourself to one specific organization. And the Bacher understood the Roshiva doesn't understand from the army. And when he was walking away, the Roshiva said to him, Herzuchain, ich zugeich. You should join both. You should go and learn the Halakha Torah, because Torah is Megan and Matzel. So it's not Nishnor Hagona, Nishnor the Etzel. You go and you join Torah. You come to Shalayim Yerakodesh and learn the Halakha Torah, because you all know that where are the wars fought. You know where the wars are fought. What does Adonainu, what does Avinu Yaakov say in this week's parsha? Yaakov Avinu, next week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu fights with the Sar Shel Esav. After he fights with the Sar Shel Esav, it says that's it. V'kisarisa melekim v'suchal. Says Chazal, Rashi says, what's Vesuchal? It's it. It's taken care of, and now Esav won't be able to start with him. Sarisa Emelekim, Sarisa Em Adam. Esav won't be able to start up with him in Lavan. No, Bishlam Lavan. Lavan we dealt with already. But Esav? Esav, that's going to be tomorrow morning, after the Sarshal Esav. No. Chazal are teaching us over here that once Yaakov Avinu fought with the Sarshal Esav, once he fought the milchama in Shemayim, so then the milchama down here was taken care of. He took care of it upstairs. Kisarisa melekim, once he took care of it, once he was mevatel the sarshal Esav, so then there's nothing to worry about. Then the milchama is won down here. Yaakov Avinu tells us, Lakachti Shechem Echad. He took Shechem. We know the whole story. Shimon, Levi, Geshmak Maisa, no? But Shimon and Levi, they took out the whole city. And what does Yaakov Avinu say? I took out Shechem Becharbi Ubekashti. I took out Shechem with tefillah, with slusi ubosi, with my tefillahs, with my Torah, with my davening. I took out Shechem. I took out. So you know how you fight for Klal Yisrael. You know how you matzah Klal Yisrael. You come to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah in the Mir HaKodesh. What you're doing is a great protection for all of Klal Yisrael. And the Yeshiva Kadesha was makdim refuah lemaka. Not nur that we're going to learn a sugya, but after bishul akum. Verstehst? After bishul akum. And this was the refuah lemaka. You're going to see. You're going to see. By the time you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see a whole different world. It's going to be a whole different world. Schus of Torah. Schus of Torah. God bless you. The Halakha Bashefer should be mashbia on you. Kol Tuv. The Tairi Yidin in Eretz Yisrael have a great Akoras HaToiv to you that you came to help Klal Yisrael. But now let's Bez Hashem. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we can do over here. We're going to focus today on the fire of Bishul Akum. I understand that yesterday you discussed specific foods and whatever. They didn't let me talk yesterday. They didn't let me talk. Rabbi Stern, I see you. Don't worry, yeah? I see you. You put him to block you, but I see you, yeah? Yeah. I see you. He knows I'm going to take away Pringles. I'm going to say, okay, no, he knows. No. The Americans have to have their Pringles, right? Yeah, he knows, he knows. So he told me today, you know, you talk about the fire. You talk about the fire, yeah? And tomorrow you're going to hear from great Goyenim about Ein Miskaven, about the Bishul process itself and whatnot. Okay, I talk about the fire. Well, let's see. Let's see. Let's go slow and see what can happen over here. This is a very unique sugya. Very unique sugya. Because you look in Shas, we're going to try to figure out today, what is Genug Shoin Yiddish involvement that it's called Bishul Yisrael? When is it called Bishul Yisrael? That's what we want to know. What's Yiddish fire? So is it enough that the Yid turns on the fire? Is it enough that the Yid stokes the fire? Throws in a kesam, something? It's very interesting. This is a rare, rare sugya. Rare. Very rare. The Makayas and Shas, we can't find them. Taisus says we cannot find them. We have Machlekes, Ashkenazim, and the Svardim breaks the rules. A lot of the times the Svardim are much more makel than we are. All of a sudden the Ashkenazim are the Mekilim. Something's going on over here. Something's going on. Let's see. So where is it? Where is it? Where, we all know, the Ashkenazim for sure know, that you turn on a fire and boom, all of a sudden the Goyim, they can put in the food. The Yid turns on the fire, whatever the food is, whatever, potatoes, whatever you talked about yesterday, whatever that food is, which is a problem, we know that the Yid turns on the fire and the guy could do everything else. Where? Is there a Gemara like that? Is there a Gemara like that? You look. Is there a Gemara that looks like that? It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Ches that the Eilim saw. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Ches, but the Gemara is not saying anything about Bishul. The Gemara says, Shleisha Malachis Bepas. There's three Malachis when it comes to Pas. The Gemara talks about firing up the oven. Firing up the oven. The Gemara talks about when you stoke the oven, epis. Or the Gemara talks about when the guy fired up the oven and the Yid, he put inside the oven the bread. It's nothing to do with Bishul. The Gemara is talking about Pas. Pas is a different simen. Pas is Kuf Yud Beis. Bishul is Kuf Yud Gimel, different simen. And it says over there, that's Klur. That's Klur. And that's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Yud Beis and Sif Tes. That you've seen, that it says that there is three special etedim that are mefurish in the Gemara that you have by pass. One is if the Yid turns on the fire, a goy could put in the bread. One is if the goy turns on the fire, a Yid could put in the bread. And one is if the goy put in the bread and the goy put on the fire and a Yid can have, he could shikaraina a kesam. He could throw, he could do a little chitoy. He could go and stoke a little bit in the coals and that's considered Yiddish fire. Das is Yiddish fire. Special? No Gemara. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no Shulchan Aruch about this. I told you to learn today Siv Zayin, but this Shulchan Aruch, ain't Shkira Satanah Moyal Ala Bepas. Shulchan Aruch says, go learn the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Pas. What could be the Chilik? Why is it that it's only by Pas? Kum to Rashba. And the Rashba says, on the Gemara. Rashba Navei Tezara. The Rashba says, when it comes to bread, bread is Alechem Yichya Odom. So in those days, you know, some of us remember in our days in the mirror. Yeah? Remember, you came down, you came to the meal, and it was Suffolk Fleishik, Suffolk Milchik, Suffolk, Sveik, Sveika, you know? Yeah, so I said, bread, what can be wrong, right? What could be wrong with bread? No. Okay, so bread, and in the morning you dip the bread in that white stuff or whatever, and in the afternoon you dipped it in nothing. So the kitzah bread was alechem yichya adam. Alechem yichya adam. So the mela, they had to have some kind of a cooler because who had ovens in those days? Who had ovens in those days today? Fancy people with your berry bread and nechmenu, you know, you have your, you know, over here is still who has an oven? Who has his own oven? You know, last year you guys got the jokes faster. I don't know what's going on over here. What's going on? Pseder? You guys remember you got in trouble with me. Pseder? Okay. Shai. We got there. Sorry. Should I start over? No, okay. Pseder. Who had their own oven? The bakery had an oven. And Memela, you couldn't break your own bread. So Memela wasn't Negea, so they had to have a tatum. That's how the Rashba learns. Memela by Bishul. By Bishul, everybody had an oven klape for baking, for cooking, akoponim. So Memela, they didn't have these cools. That's how the Rashba says. The Ran on the Gemara, he says different raid. The Ran says, there's special by bread these etedim, because by bread there's a gewisse chachma to heat up the oven. And in order to get the bread to bake properly, it has to be that it's shkira. Shkira, what's that lotion of shkira? It has to be that the fire goes everywhere. Anybody knows from the matzah bakery, and in the dafaveknet, you have to take out all of the coals, and you have to make sure there's not one coal that's left over there, because otherwise it's going to ruin your bread and dust. So memela, there's a certain chachma when it comes to baking bread. Mashen came with cooking food. It's in a pot. You just have to make sure it gets heat. If it gets heat, then everything is good. And therefore, the Ran writes these words. He writes, this is Pashit to all of the Rishonim. Ein Sofek Lekoil HaRishonim. That there's no heter of a Yid to turn on the fire and then the Goy to cook the food. No heter. And that was Pashit to all of the Rishonim. Okay. Kum to Shulchan Aruch, he says, no, this is all the Rishonim. You look in the Beis Yosef, this is all the Rishonim. There's nothing else to discuss. Kum to Is, a Yid turns on the fire and a Goy puts in the food is not kosher. According to the Beit Yosef, Maran Beit Yosef, the food is not kosher. Kum to Prichadosh, the Svardasha, he says, if one did this, b'diyeved, the food is not kosher. The food is not kosher. Kum to Rav Poyalim, in Gimel Tes, the Ben Ish Chai. And he says, if one did this, the food is not kosher. Not kosher. Nope. So Mela, what do I do? Svardasha Bacher. And you should know. You should know. Ashkenazim, you all know what happened over here. Kum to Ramah, he says, v'yesh cholkim. They hold that that sugya which spoke about bread was nishnoa bread. Bread was an example. But bread, the same etaydin that you have by bread, you have by bishul. And that's, you know, that's where we start, Rabbi Yisai. The same etaydin that we have by bread, we have by bishul. Memela, a yid could turn on a fire. And so Ganuksha, we'll see in a minute, he has even bigger coolers. A yid could turn on the fire, the guy can put inside the food. So, inshallah, my Yisrael, and that's how the restaurants work. The yid comes, he turns on the fire. The guy goes and cooks the food. Inshallah, my Yisrael, and you can eat. The Sephardim hold that food is not kosher. The Ashkenaz, this is rare. This is a rare, rare thing. Rare that we don't have a Makor from a Gemara saying it's Mefirish Mutter, that the Sfardim are Meikol and the Ashkenazim are, the Sfardim are Machmir and the Ashkenazim are Meikol. It's rare. This is a rare commodity. No, sure. Okay. So what do? The Goyin over here, he says the Ramah, he learned the whole Sugya wrong and he learned the Torah like this and there are no Rishonim that hold like this. It's incorrect. The Shach says, Shach is a little bit more bagovedik. He says in Sivkot and Vav, he says, well, I wouldn't have learned the sugya like that. So now you have the Ramah going against the whole world. All the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Goyin, everyone. Abba Manasseh, the Ramah says these words. He says, V'kein Nehagin. He doesn't just say, the Ramah has words. Sometimes he says, Nagu. Nagu means they did. That's not what you should do. V'kein Nehagin means that that's what we do. The Chacham Tzvi in the 126th Tshuva, he writes, that's what we do. The Chashulchan says, make your din, it's mutter. That's what we do. Chacham Asadam is not so friendly. He says, Shasat Chak, and maybe Beis Yisrael, which we'll talk about. Beis Yisrael. Hey, look at Beis Yisrael. When you saw Beis Yisrael, did you cry? Not because the car almost hit you. Did you cry when you saw Beis Yisrael? Beis Yisrael. Vakopanim says the Helika Ramah, I know mine, mutter. What's halacha lemaisa? I don't think it's lechatchila for a yid to turn on a fire and a goy to cook the food. Ashkenazi yid asks me, is it mutter? The answer is, it's mutter. Right? Is it lechatchila? I could just say it's lechatchila. The goyin says it's not lechatchila. Shach says it's not lechatchila. The Chacham Asadam says it's not lechatchila. The Aruch HaShulchan, he sounds like it's okay. The Ramah says it's okay. No, somebody tells me, has a matziv like that. Someone tells me there's a restaurant like that. They're going to get upset if he doesn't go. No. But what do I do? It's come to Svarda Shabacher, and he comes to me, and he tells me like this. He tells me, he came into the kitchen today of the yeshiva. It's like the biggest mistake, right? Over here, they have like Yerushalmis, so don't worry. Yeah, they're all different. He comes into the yeshiva kitchen, and he sees over there, I can't believe it. He sees goyim, cooking and cooking away. He sees all types of goyim cooking away and dust. He asked me, what do I do? Do I have to leave yeshiva? Do I have to leave yeshiva? By me, this is treif. The Pichadish says it's not kosher, but b'diavad. I say the Pichadish. The Shulchan Aruch says it's not kosher. There's no heter. That's it. Who says it's kosher? The Ben Ish Chai says it's not kosher, but b'diavad. So does he have to leave yeshiva? And you know, man, it's in a Svardish yeshiva, I imagine that they're makbid on this. It's a yid that cooks and a yid that puts on. It's not enough that the yid is putting on the fire. So what do you do? So I looked around a little bit. I looked around, trying to find a help a yid. He chose this yeshiva not for its food. You know, some people choose yeshivas for their food, right? The mirror is not chashid. But some people, you know, what's the maisa? So it's a very interesting thing here. The Yakut Yosef, He brings down something interesting, and I want to be matzia in front of you in a thought. He brings down over here, look, this, my father talks about this shayla, the Rav Avadja, Zechayna Levracha, he talks about this shayla. And he says, look, you know, Mayase, listen to the shayla, Mayase, the American tourists that come to Eretz Yisrael, and Nebuch Rachman is homeless people, that's what he talks over there, and they need a place to eat, and the restaurants don't worry about the Acheinu Bnei Asfardim. The restaurants and the hotels, they don't worry about the Acheinu Bnei Asfardim, and they have a yid turning on the fire, and thus it did. They don't have any yid putting the food on the fire. No, Mayase, got it, Murray de Ketshuva. He writes over there, and who's guilty of this crime? He puts together two of the dreadful Echsherim, the Rabbanut and the Eide Charedis. Right? It's in the same tshuva, you know. That's what Mamash says. A terrible thing, the Rabbanut and the Eide Charedis. This is the, you know, Matzev Gara, they say afterward, the Eide Charedis, they send messages and back and forth, and then they say the Taka the Eide Charedis is Makbid. I gotta think they should be Makbid. The Ashkenazim should also the Chatchila be Makbid. If I'm paying Eide Charedis, geld, verstehst? So then I want doch mahadrin to gessen, okay? It's not that you can tell me the Ramah holds like that, I hear, but the Ramah holds a lot of things you guys are against, you know, man. So I want on the highest level. What does Rav Avadja say, though? Because, you know, Torah, Nebuch, Rachmanis, you have to find an Eitzah. So he writes this. He said, look, it's a fake sveika. Now, I'm going to tell you what it tells in the Yalkut Yosef. He says it's a sfeik sveika. What's the sfeik sveika? I'll tell you what it says in the Yalkut Yosef, what his father's sfeik sveika was. And it's true, maybe in the Abiya Oimer he does mention this, but this is how the Yalkut Yosef writes. He says, I'll tell you what the sfeik sveika is. Suffolk number one, Beis Yisrael. So Chiddush, a restaurant is called Beis Yisrael, or what if I, maybe Beis Yisrael meant a bit more heimish. Beis Yisrael. And that's our sugi over here, Shiv Dalid, with the Shvachis, and the whatever, Beis Yisrael, maybe they didn't ask the Bishalakum, and Machlekes, either Shulchan Aruch is not so happy with this, it's a suffik. Okay, then he has another suffik. What's the other suffik? So he writes, the other suffik is the Ramah. And noch alt, the Ramah says that a Yid could turn on the fire. So if a Yid could turn on the fire, and the guy is putting on the food, that's what he writes over there, in the Sefer, Yalkut Yosef. So he says, Sfek Sfeika, no, Fazei Vait, this poor guy, he needs to eat. It's a limit schos. It's an interesting thing. Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul has in his Hakdama of the second volume of his Sefer. He writes all different klalei halacha. He says, I want to tell you something. There's a big shaila if you could make a sveik sveika again, by us svardim, could you make a sveik sveika against Maran? Could you make a sveik sveika against the Shulchan Aruch? Could you make a, that's the shah? What's the mesech that the Yeshiva is learning? Ksuvis. No, we should have asked for Mashiach alone. No, could you make a sveik sveika? Old Ksuvis. No, now you're learning in morning seder also. Say that. Could you make a sveik sveika? No, this is the mirror. They're probably up to Daf Nun Zayin by now. No, okay, whatever. But the guys that came late to this man. Okay, could you make a sveik sveika against Maran? So he says, you should know it's a big fight. It's a big fight. He says, I'm of the opinion that, Grady, you could. Me, Rabbi Zion, I grad hold you could. He says, but there's one type of fake faker you can't go against Maran. You know what that is? That's if Beit Yosef, if the Maran, the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, he bichlal by him, this wasn't a sofik. It has to be, it was a Shita in the Beis Yosef, it has to be, it existed by him. If it didn't exist by him, it doesn't get included in a sveik because it doesn't exist. It's not a suffik. And by us Svaradim, it's not a suffik. He says, I'll give you an example. This is in his Akadama to the Sefer Or Litzion. He says, I'll give you an example. Like by Bishul Akum. He says, by us, it's not a suffik. Remember what the Ran said? He said, Kol Arishoinim. It doesn't even get a mention in the Beis Yosef. There's no mockim for the Shita of a Yid turning on a fire and the guy you're putting in the food doesn't exist. So that's not a sveika. And therefore, by us, the food is treif. Okay, now you go back. Okay, you got like an intertribal strife over here. I mean, I don't want to get my head in here. But then I looked around, I snooped around, that Rav Avadja has another sefer called Halichos Oilam. Halichos Oilam is a sefer he wrote on the Ben Ish Chai. On the Ben Yishchai. On that sefer, he says, what are the poor Nebuch tourists going to do? Medachesin, you know? And the restaurants, those terrible Vedatznikim and the Rabbanut, they're not taking care of you guys. So he says, I have a sfeik sfeika. You know what a sfeik sfeika there is? Under a shmuz. Suffix number one, Beis Yisrael. Suffix number one, you know, Beis Yisrael. Suffix number two is he says, maybe, and that's very related to the Shivcha Sugya, he says, maybe if I'm paying him, it's Yad Poyol Kiv Yad Balabayis, maybe it's me mamish. Maybe. Now, if you learned well the Sugya of Shivcha, some learned that's the actual sad in the suffix of why Shivcha would work in the first place. So maybe that's not a fake sveika, but maybe a vajold it is a fake sveika. But you put this all together, a Svardish Abacha comes to me and he says to me, should I change yeshivas? So I'm nervous. I don't know. I mean, Rabbi Zion would say, you have to change yeshivas. The Rabbi Alam would say, Tim to Malev. If you're not going to understand the word anyways in the Shir. The Pri Chodesh tells you have to change yeshivas. Rabbi Vaja, he tells you, you won't be able to eat in the yeshiva, you got to eat in the restaurant across the street. Understand? You guys are getting nostalgic, you know. So I tell you an interesting thing. Interesting thing. You know, there's a great Jew. There's a great Jew that's coming in a few moments. You'll be zeiche to see his ponim. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach's Zangezund. This is a Yid that has spanned the doiris. Look into his eyes. His eyes saw the Brisker Rav. Look into his eyes. His eyes saw the Chazanish. The Chazanish was his Shadchan. Look into his eyes. That's a man that saw all the worlds. All the worlds. And he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He says a Chiddush. I tell you, Hashem Shemoicha me. This is a Chiddush that's Matim Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm telling you. This is a Chiddush that anybody knows from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's a Chiddush that's the Tzuka Pastor of Moshe. Okay? He goes on this Shaila. It's in Chelek Hay in the 251st Tshuva. It's a Chiddush that's the Pastor of Moshe Feinstein. He says over there, Mayase, are you going to tell the Bachar to leave Yeshiva? So, okay, you do. He says over there, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. He is allowed to stay in the Yeshiva. And he says over there, he's allowed to eat the food. He says, you know why? When a Bachar goes to Yeshiva, he goes to Yeshiva, that's called a Kfias. He says, V'raboisav heve oviv. His Rebbeim, those are his father. Those are his father. You know, there's a word. It says, Yeshua bin Nun. What happened to all the little dots over there? No, where were all the dots? Ben Nun, right? So he's looking at say. They say, Yeshua was the Eshte Talmud, right? He was the first Talmud. His Rebbe was Meisha. He was the first Talmud. Yeshua bin Nun. But so he became the first Talmud. We know Alamold is Shleisha Shutvin Ba'adam. There's the Mam, the Tatim, the Heidka Bashef. And all of a sudden over here, it's Meisha that Meisha came in. Moshe came in over there and he became a shutif. I'm sure that Nun was very happy. You understand? But therefore he's a bin Nun. He's not as much as a ben Nun. He's a bin Nun, right? And ben Nun is a Sephardi name, right? As a Mela, does it the pshat? Does it the pshat? Zokt of Moshe Sternbach, it's a gewaldic chiddush. He says, when he goes to yeshiva, what's the lamdis? In the Minhagim, the Gemara Pesachim says, in the Shulchan Aruch and Simintav Sanachest, that when you go to a place, you have to take the Minhagim, the Chumrah, if you're going back. He says, by yeshiva, even though you're going back, but the kfias is so integral, it's a stage of life. It's a stage I'm explaining, but this is what he says. It's a stage of life. In other words, when I go to a city and I'm coming back, seder. So then we see you as coming back. Memela, we have to give you the chumras of the place that you came from and the chumras of the place that you're going to. But when a bach is in yeshiva, they don't look at it, he's going back. Agam, he's going back. But now he's there, that becomes his minig, and there's a zakfias, er kin essen, was the prichadish zogt is treif. He can eat it, he says it la locha. He says it la locha. Okay, you guys could wonder, what about keeping one day, 2 days, and all this, right? I tie it like this. The guys that came back, my koil, the guys that came back later this man, because whatever. So, 2 days. Of the guys that came back, you know, so then he lives there, you see the kfias, right? Shame. Okay. But, okay. Don't laugh. It took 7 weeks for you guys to get here. I mean, okay. So Moshe Sternbach, Adam Gadol Kamar, he could stay in the yeshiva. Also, you have the Sveik Sveikas. Also, you have all these Rishpoinas. Look upon him, this is L'chayre. I know a late. What should I do? He's a Svardi Brisker late. He's a Svardi, and he's a Brisker, and he's a late. So I don't know if the story did happen or didn't happen, but it's for sure for the Achikala. He told me when he went to go to Rav Meshua to get the brisk, Rav Meshua told him not taking him. He told him why. He told him, I don't take Sfardim. Right? All the years he took Sfardim. He said, no, but now they started to serve food to the Olam. I mean, anybody remembers this was, you know, in history they only used to give cigarettes. Now they, you know, started to, so I mean, when I went, you know, that's all he wanted to know. Do you smoke or not? How much is it going to cost? But then they started giving food. I don't know if the story happened, but he's late. But it's a geschmack story. So he said, then he started giving food. So he said, so I don't take Sfardim. Why? He said, because Bishalakim, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, different cheetahs. He said, Fashtenish, in Briisk, they're not going to be Makbid, I mean, it's a Goyin and this and that, they're not going to be Makbid and this. He said, no, Fashtetach with Makbid. So he said, why can't you take them? I don't know. Late. So, but now we get to Baisai. I know why you guys came to Yerushalayim, right? Where's my tired Yidden in America? I know why you came to Yerushalayim. You came to Yerushalayim, you're a Kodesh for Shawarma. Don't think I don't know. Right? You want the goat. I know. I don't know how to make Shawarma over there in Flatbush, no? I remember you. You came for Shawarma, right? Oh, does it? No? So they came for Shawarma. So now I'm going to tell you, this is the major, major, major crisis today. Scandal. Okay? Let me tell you what's going on out there, okay? No, you go into the Sfardish restaurant and you're going to see he's got this big goat tugelaked on a spit, and it's a gewaldic contraption. Has a fire here and a fire there, and a fire there, everywhere a fire. And you have this big, today it's not an Ada, but today you have a big Russian, okay? And he's cutting down the shawarma. And that's his job, you know. He's cutting down the shawarma, and he gives you shawarma. You think, hey, what's the problem? Bishlakum. Goats is not Pringles, right? I mean, right? Goats, you all agree, is royal shulchan malachim and everything. You know, last week's parsha, Adonenu Yaakov, Avinu Yaakov, he's making goats, right? The Heilige Zayde Yitzchak, I'm resting a shawarma, no? Okay, so what's the problem? So who's turning on the fire? Okay, it's a very heavy thing, that thing, right? I saw one Sefer in the Sefer Galassi, I think it was in Dalid, Kufsai Zion somewhere. He says, you can't, you have two people putting it on. The goy can't help. I don't know. Why not? The Yid and the goy could put it together. That's enough Yiddish involvement. I don't know. But whatever. So you'll put it on this big heavy thing, and then the Yid will turn on the fire. What's the problem? Then you don't verstehe for shawarma. You don't verstehe for shawarma. Okay? He turns on the fire, so everything's getting cooked, everything's great. That goes, what? How's it work, a shawarma? Okay? So I talked to the world's expert in shawarma. He is the king. He's the king. He says, Melech shawarma. So I knew. I'm looking up this guy in the Haredi directory. He's called Melech shawarma. You could all look it up. I did it, okay? So you're eating in America, your shawarma isn't us. So I asked Mr. Badichi. I told him, how does this thing work? He tells me, let me tell you. Inside, the outside, you're seeing gets cooked, maybe one layer, maybe two layers, right? This thing is thick like fregnished, okay? It's this thick. He said, inside, red legamre, totally not cooked, 100%. Okay, there's a goat, you can hear bear. Okay? Inside there, totally 100%, not cooked. 100%. If you don't know what I'm, then you don't understand shawarma. That's what he told you. So what? Let's go back. Sfardim are not allowed to have Yidden turn on fires. Remember? I can't remember now. Sfardim are not allowed to have Yidden turn on fires. You have to have, not only, it has to be Yiddish involvement, it has to be Yidden cooking. Okay. So they put it in. The Sfardi Yid turned on the fire. Ashkenazi can also. He turned on the fire. And now what? Who's revealing? Who's being megala this meat that's underneath? So, you know, Habaisai. In the matzahs, there's a concept of tonerishin. You're going to walk into the shawarma place, and they'll tonerishin, you know? A tonerishin vilich, yeah? He's cutting it down. He's cutting off the meat. Now what happened? Now all that meat, which is red, So who cooked that meat? Say the emes. Oh, Mohammed. Oh, what? Oh, wait a minute. You know what that reminds me of? I have a yid that turned on the fire. I forgot to say, Mr. Badichi told me, you tell them, you tell those Americans, they think, you think like this, you think that that meat would have gotten cooked. He told me that meat 100% will never be cooked ever. Never. Because what will happen is the outside will be black and it'll get all burnt. Inside, it will not cook. You'll have more maggots and alligators in there than in Gaza. Don't ask what it's going to look like in there. So then, oh, now you have what I'm saying? So now when Muhammad cuts down the meat and he takes it off, so who's the one, kivyochol, tzugelek, that puts it inside to the fire? That's called that the guy did it. Because until now, it would not have cooked. Until now, that part of the meat wasn't going to get cooked. So who cooked it? The guy cooked it. For a Svardi Yid, no good. No good. So what are you going to say? What? Who should take it? But who did it? The guy did it. The guy was the one that did it. Until now, this piece of meat inside would not have gotten cooked. What? Oh. So he says, wait a minute. I heard two tainas here. You have to get tainid grama, and then get tainid eina miskavin. Who wants to go first? Who's a kayin? Kayin bista? Kayin kravyam? I don't know. 50 shekel shayla. No? Remember the shtibelach tatala? No? You want to go first? No? You go first. Okay. He tainis to me, eina miskavin. He's right. And you're going to learn about that tomorrow from Great Talmidei Chachamim. All about if the guy goes and he cooks it, they're going to do all the different cases. If there's a blackout and there's Leroy and he turns on all the electricity, did he trafe up all the chalin? No. You know why? Because ain't a miskavin. And there's such a heter. Shulchan Aruch brings the heter. So he says, oh. That's an Eina Miskavin. What's this guy doing when he's cutting down the meat? What's he doing? He's taking off the meat to give to you. So it's Eina Miskavin, right? You don't fish day for shawarma. It's a good thing you came to Eretz Yisrael. You don't fish day shawarma. Mr. Badichi told me. He told me, you think you could do it? You think you could do it? Guy went to school for years, Fregnish, okay? It's a ganze chochma. He has to cut over here because he has to make sure this part gets cooked now and this part gets cooked now. He's cutting it off, not just to serve you. He cuts it off. He has a ganze cheshbin, which piece has to get cooked now and which piece. He's not doing an Eina Miskavin. I don't like that. Buzz? No, it's a peak ratio by that one work by Bishalak and Mermekel. That you're going to see in Mitz Hashem Morgan, Bezaz Hashem. Other, what about grandma? It's a grammar. First of all, who says that grammar is not considered enough of his mice? I don't know. Is that a grammar? If I'm harnessing a koyach, right now, I'm holding the dam and the water is about to come through and I'm holding it like this and I lift up the dam and the water comes pouring out straight. That's called I'm harnessing a koyach. Yad Raman Sanhedrin says that's a maisa. The Chazayin Ish says in seven places that's a maisa. No, right now there's a fire right here waiting to touch this meat. I take off this. It's harnessing a koyach. I allow for the heat to get. I allow for the goat to be exposed. I don't know if grammar is a heter, and I don't know if that's called a grammar. Grammar might be a heter. Ben Ishchai sounds like it's a heter, but I don't know if that's called a grammar. No, to make it worse, it's not so simple. You think it's so easy to go and cut this shawarma? Fancy people. He has to sometimes take it out. And he takes out the spit, and that's for sure checkmate, no? Because now you all agree that it wasn't cooked, and then he has to take it out and he has to put it back. No, but should I make the Ashkenazim said? Could you wait till the end of the shir? You know what goes on? You have six fires over there. You have six red coils over there. So sometimes you turn off this one, and this one, and this one, because it's too hot. So now let's make a cheshbon. So Muhammad, the Yid turned them all on. Okay, but Muhammad turns off this one, he turns off this one, and this one. Okay, now who turns it back on? Muhammad. Okay, Muhammad turns on this one, this one. Okay, but we still have these guys. Now Muhammad has a cheshbon, so sometimes Muhammad turns off this one, says Mr. Bedichi. You understand? The Melech. Okay, the king. Okay. So now, let's make a cheshbon. All six of these fires were turned on at one point by who? Leroy. Eh? That's a problem for the Ashkenazim too, no? Huh? So now we get into maybe this is Esh Miesh. So I don't know if it's a pilot. We'll get to pilot in a moment, Bez Hashem. I don't know if this is a pilot. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Simin Kuf Yud Beis, in Siv Tes, he says if it's still hot, and the fire is coming off of a still hot matziv, that's called genug shoyn Yiddish involvement. You know, I can throw inside a kesem. I can throw in a kesem. What's a kesem? The Darkei Moshe says over here in Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Dalid, a kesem to garnish. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. You know what a kesem does? It just shows the fire's mind, like a hecker of alma. No, I wonder if the fire was turned on, and at one point this fire was on, and it was hot from this fire, and they were all... So it's true, at this point now, you're right, that there's no fire that was turned on by a Jew. But let's make a cheshbon. When this fire was on, it was coming from a heat, and the Jewish fire was still on. Once the Jewish fire was still on, that's called he has genug shoyn involvement. That's called that he's acquired the fire. If you learn the Darkei Moshe like that, so then maybe the Ashkenazim, like an Essen Shawarma. Ashkenazim, right? I'm not the Svardim. Pause? It does turn, certainly. Come again? No. My problem was is that the Yid turned off, the guy turned off all these fires. No. And then eventually he winds up the way the Metzias is. So this is the third year of Shawarma school. Expect everything in a 5-day yachikal. You know, he turns off these fires, and then he turns these back on, and then he turns off those fires and turns them back on. So then, memela, every fire lemaisa was turned off by a guy and turned on. I'm just saying it's okay, maybe because there was Yiddish involvement. I was just poshit. Especially that the Aruch HaShulchan, he said that's a kula gedoyla. The Aruch HaShulchan who was the meikel before, he said that's a kula gedoyla and don't like it so much. He says, which brings us, I guess, to the last part of here. It's two things I want to say. Which one should I choose? Let's see, we'll get them both. Let's see. I have one thing I have to ask you, is now you come to the house, okay? And you've just learned Mishal Hakam, and you find out, you go to the Shviger, okay? So now, and then over there, the guy, and she tells him, no, Nishkvenkin Mishal Hakam, the Haim Nishkvenkin Mishal Hakam, everybody did Mishal, the guy, the Rav, the Moyel, the Shoichet, okay? So now you come in there, and you know the guy put the food in the oven. So what do you do? So go over to the oven, I just turned the dial, right? It was on 400, I put it up to 420, okay? No, so that's enough, right? I don't know, let's see. That's a kesem, no? Is it worse than a kesem? So now I'm going to tell you how ovens work. This is the fourth year, okay? The fourth year, you understand? This is already, you know. I'm going to tell you how ovens work. There's something called the thermostat. You know what the thermostat is? Thermostat means like this. The oven gets to 400. When the oven gets to 400, he says, okay, I'm good now. It gets even to 410. Yeah, I'm all good now. And then I go, then I turn off. And then he just keeps on going. Okay. So what happens when you turn the oven to... It's the same fire. There's not... Sometimes you have a different setting, right? But it's the same fire. And the difference is how long is that fire. 400 means the fire will be on for 10 minutes. 450 means the oven will be on for 12 minutes, right? And that's all it is, but it's the same fire. So now watch. The oven is going, the food is in, and now I go over to the oven, and I do 420. So what did you do? The fire that was going to go off in... 10 seconds from now is going to go off in 30 seconds from now. So you know what you did? Right now there was a fire department coming to put out the fire. Okay? Right now there was a guy with the water about to put it out there and I closed the door on him. I don't let him in. Is that cool? Let's say on Shabbos, the fire department is coming to put out a fire and there you are and you don't let him in and he doesn't put out the fire. You're over on making a fire? So with all the fingers in the world, you can't be over on making a fire. First days, try saying the Torah like a guy. I'm standing still, I'm over on the... It won't work, right? With all the finger-looking development, mechanical looking in the first days, I said, Mela, wait, so this isn't even a kesem. Bish, the mark kesem, I'm going to shake the kesem into the fire. So then, the fire got more, like that, I don't know what. Here, just one moment, here, so vada, to come to, you know, that's the fifth year. I mean, if you turn it off and then turn it on, Seder, he didn't know this stuff. I mean, he just goes, or let's say the thermostat says it's off. So now he goes and he does it on, so v'shteitzach. Then he turned on the fire and then I'm good with that. Thus is a kesem for an Ashkenazi yid, genug shoyn. But if it was on, now if you don't know Safik Bishalakam, maybe it could be Mekel. Maybe you found this out afterward, so you don't know. Maybe it was Taka on. Sorry, maybe it was daka off, and it makes sense because when you cook, I think rove of the time, the thermostat. If you think about it in lumdis, rove of the time, the thermostat is probably the light is probably off because the fire is enough strong. That's the whole point of the thermostat. Okay, right? But let's say you know the fire is on. So I saw one sefer, very chashuv sefer, and he says it's no good. It's no good. If you did it when the fire was on, no good. Because what did you do? You did nothing. It's not even grama. It's not even a shiloh of a grama. Because you didn't even goyrim something. You just made it that it's not going to go off. You didn't do anything. I don't know. Rabbi Isai.
What about a stove?
Just one moment. I'm sorry. A kesem does anything? The Darkei Moshe says no. Darkei Moshe says kesem does nothing. When you put a kesem in, it doesn't make it hotter. That's it. So what's the point in a kesem? A kesem is that I'm showing that there's an involvement, there's a hacker, I have a connection, it's Yiddish a fire or something, a hacker. Is kesem a gemara? No? That's the whole problem here. Nobody can figure it out. So it's some, I don't know, it came from Yushalmi, the Goyanim Institute, I don't know what. So they said, hacker. No. If I say today, in our world, when a person wants to be involved in the cooking process. Now, I could never say this if this was a takona from Chazal. Okay? You can't start saying svaras if it's a takona. But it's not takona from Chazal. We're trying to figure out what's a hacker, what's involvement. You're telling me that when I go and I turn the knob and I make it that the fire is on for longer and that's how we direct heat in an oven, that that's not called a hacker? So you'll say, if it would be a takona, I wouldn't be allowed to say that. Chazal made a takana, and that's it, right? But once you tell me kesem means that there is nothing that's being done, I don't really need something being done. I just need to be a part of the fire process, so maybe it's enough. But you think a little bit more you need, right? I have a question for everybody here. On Shabbos, he comes, and he turns the dial, and he turns on the fire like that. He's not over an avar? I'd be very scared to say. You know that there Chaim Oizer, he said, in the Rosh, in Baba Kama, and Dav Samech, it says something like this is called your Maisa, and it's called Chilul Shabbos, and for them, we throw them off a cliff for this. Why? Because Zoyre V'ruach Misayasa, you remember Yeshiva days, Rabbi Yisai? Zoyre V'ruach, you take the window or the chaff, and whatever, you go like this, and the wind takes it, and Echab Ganesh Ketin, and the Helik Abashefim, and that wind, he takes all of that, and that's called my Maisa, and I'm over. Says the Chaim Moizer, he says, any time on Shabbos that you will have something that's the normal way of doing the action, that's the normal way, it's a system, it's a grumma system, but it's a normal thing that you press this, and as a result of this, the result is always this, that's called Jemaisa. Tell me, in Shabbos, it's called Jemaisa. It's not going to be enough to be an involvement? That's all I need for an Ashkenazi. I just need a kesem. You can tell me, Klapei Shabbos, it's considered Avara Mamish. I hear in the Lamdis that it's Grummas and this. And that. But you can tell me that that's not even called a kesem, when kesem wasn't at the Kana of Chazal. So I don't know. I think it's Mutter Gomer. Kavach Haimer, if we don't know, it's a Suffolk and Dust. I would say that it's Mutter Gomer. Time doesn't allow us to talk about a pilot light, right? But that's okay, because I don't think the Ramaz talking about a pilot light. Right? And when the Ramaz Mekel over here, Eish Mi Eish, I don't think he's talking about a pilot light. Because a pilot light was something that was lit once and called tuv. Right? And the Eish maybe has to be some involvement. Especially that's the normal way of how you turn on the oven. How do you turn on the oven? You just, even the goyim have the pilot light. So then how could there be a hacker over here? If you're listening to what we just said, I don't think there's a hacker. So let's make a sikkum. Sikkum is that you came to be Megan on Klal Yisrael. You joined Torah's Megan Umatzel. Torah's Megan Umatzel. You understand that wars are fought in Shemayim. And when you fight the war in Shemayim, so then, and where? Where? In the most kavod, the gemokim, in the ganz planet Earth, the yeshiva. When you walk back into the yeshiva, he says, I'm here, I belong. You chop every one of you keeps one day. Don't tell your wife. Okay? I'm saying, you chop every one of you keeps one day, Lafid Islam. Remember all the old kulas, 5.5 hours and whatever? Now it makes a lot of sense. You remember, you're going to look into his eyes, and when you see in his eyes, you're going to see the face of the Briska Rav. You're going to look into the eyes, you're going to see the Chazayin Ish, you're going to see all the great Tzaddikim from the Dairis. You saw Machlekes, Ashkenazim, Svardim over here. I don't think the Svardim could be Mekel on this. But the evidence trafe, most of the Svardish Paiskim say, no, to leave Yeshiva, no, no way. Ashkenazim could be Mekel, maybe not Lechatchila. But then we have the Shaila of the Shuwarma, the world's great crisis today. For the Svardim, it's a big problem because you're exposing it, and who's the one that's cooking it? Muhammad is the one that's cooking it. It's not a grumma that's harnessing a kayach. It's not a miskavim because that's what he's coming to do. Legabi, the thermostat, ich mein at the thermostat you could be makel on. Ich mein you could be makel of them because that's a maisa and it's at least a hecker and it's at least genuksha in a connection. The pilot light, it doesn't say anything about a pilot light. It's a pilot light, the chayra, you can't be makel. Okay, thank you for coming.